So this is Trevor from Face to Face.
This is Scott Schiffler from Face to Face.
You're listening to The Grind on Punk Radio Cast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Grind. This is volume number 19. I don't know about you, but where I am right now, summer is hitting full swing, and along with summer comes music festival time of year. I would say it's almost my favorite time of year. The Grind has been very busy over the last month. We have at least 17 brand new interviews, a lot of it with interview video and live performance stuff, coming at you over the next couple weeks on punkradiocast.com. And before I forget, I just want to mention congratulations, big congratulations, goes out to DJ Simonoff out of Saskatoon, who was the lucky recipient because she knew the answer to the Instant Pink question from last volume of The Grind. Knowing that the album was called Ready Armed Trouble garnered her some sweet booty shorts from Vandalex Clothing, as well as that Instant Pink CD. But let's get back to the show. Today, we are going to focus on the Calgary Virgin Music Festival. This all went down on the 21st and 22nd of June in Calgary. Kind of makes sense, Calgary Virgin Music Festival. Like you heard off the top of the show, your ears were not deceiving you. We have an interview and, of course, some music with Face to Face. We also caught up with our friends in 10 Second Epic, a bunch of guys in Attack in Black, as well as the man behind the turntables for Cadence Weapon. We're talking about DJ Weasel. Now, of course, these were not the only artists that were performing at this two-day event. There were, I think, about 30 different acts that were playing, including the likes of Stone Temple Pilots. That was something to see. Really, really tight show, actually. I was a little surprised. The Flaming Lips, I can't say I've seen a more interesting live performance. Teletubbies on stage, more confetti than a confetti factory. And there was even a couple naked chicks that got up on stage at one point. You gotta love music festivals, right? We also, of course, closed it all up with The Hip. We had City in Color, Matt Good, The Constantines were there, Stars, Chicks Dig It. So many bands, so little time. And before we run out of time here, I better get into all of this stuff because we have a lot of stuff coming at you. I teamed up with the Grind's Calgary correspondent, Stacey Steele, and we sort of tag-teamed these interviews. And yeah, I think you'll enjoy the show. Coming up right first off the bat, we're going to get into Face to Face. Right now, though, let's hear a track by them. This is Complicated off of the self-titled album going back, all the way back to 1996. This is Face to Face Complicated on The Grind, Volume 19.
You're never gonna see
19. This is Virgin Fest, Calgary. We are sitting here with a couple guys from Face to Face. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up? Nice. Who do we have here?
This is Trevor.
And Scott.
Now, I understand you guys played a little bit of a show in Edmonton last night. How did that go?
A little bit of a show. Yeah, a little bit. It was awesome. It was really, really good. Some people flying through the air. Lots of sweat and blood and guts.
I'd characterize it as, and there was also a couple of tracks off of Never Say Die.
They were talking about Black Sabbath prior to the interview. Sorry.
No worries. Now, when I saw that you guys were getting back together on the website, I was just, as I'm sure many people, just fucking stoked. Is this, you've announced that it's for a few festival dates and a little bit of a tour. Can we expect some new recording coming out of this?
There are no plans to do any new recording at this point. Scott and I both are more creatively invested in new projects that we both have coming about, and that sort of was the reason that prompted the breakup of the band in the first place, is our sort of creative energies were sort of going in a little bit of a different direction than the pop-punk, and when we tried to put out a face-to-face record like that, it really divided our fan base, so we have a great body of work that's face-to-face, it's plenty of material, we could probably play for 6 hours if we play all of our songs, and we're not really looking to do anything to shake that up.
Like a lot of bands have been around for a while, most of the people that come to see you really just want to hear the songs that they identify with you and they know what they love and wouldn't really be receptive to too much new material anyway, so we have no problem. We love playing the songs and have no problem getting together and playing face-to-face shows, but in reality, I don't think people would want a whole lot of new music called face-to-face. They just still want to hear, be okay and stuff like that. Artistically, a lot of the other stuff we do satisfies us on our own personal problems or whatever, but nothing else that I do is quite a work of this band. Face-to-face is the gold's gym and my power is my name. It's nothing wrong with the grossest bass workout as a bass player for me. This is still the most rewarding fun I can have as a musician. So it's like, though I like making records of water dripping onto leaves or whatever, doesn't satisfy that visceral urge that this does. Yeah. So I have a great time getting back together and playing the songs. I don't care if we're doing exactly whatever we're doing. This is fun, and I think we can still play as much as we ever did. So
maybe someday down the line we can see a package tour like a punk rock DVD with like Social Distortion, Face to Face, and Bad Religion.
It's interesting you should mention something like that. But yeah, maybe.
To fans that have been with you for so long, and possibly to their kids and new people that have picked up the disc after Face to Face has stopped for a while, and they're just getting into that and they picked it up. What's it like to play to these people?
Really cool. I mean, I expect to see people my age or our age in the audience, and that's not always the case. We've only done, I think last night was our fifth show since we reunited, so we haven't had too much experience with this, like, arrangement or anything, but
What if I'm right and you wrong? What if you knew it all along? What if I figured out that I did not belong? What if it all was part of me? What if I never did believe? Would it be wrong if I decided I should leave? If I pretended I was fine, stripped it from my mind, would it still be there?
Besides getting up on stage yourselves, what are you guys looking forward to about Virgin Fest tonight?
I'm looking forward to seeing Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah, me too. I think that's the biggest thing I'm excited about.
Now, do you think Scott's going to hold it together for the show?
Shocked at how just unbelievable. see if we were just, you know, going up and turning the guitars, getting ready. People were going nuts already, chanting face to face.
It was that easy to move the crowd. I had written a song that just was tuning, you know, years ago.
That was really, really great. And then we got to spend some time out in the audience after the show and talk to people and hang out a little bit. And people were just genuinely, you know, really happy that we could come back and that we were playing in Europe. And a lot of the people we talked to would come, not necessarily to see us in particular, but they come from all over Europe.
Yeah.
You know, to come to the festival, people from Greece and Sweden and Portugal and Spain and England. So it was really cool.
Understand you. You mentioned earlier you have some side projects. You have your own solo release. What kind of touring will be coming out of that?
Well, I already did a national tour in the United States, just a little small club tour earlier this year, and it's going to be plenty more. That came from the record is self-released at the moment. I just kind of wanted to get it out there as quickly as possible, so I put it up on my website and you can download it for $5. But I'm planning on doing
anything else that you want to toss out before we wrap it up?
Trash.
Buy our new record.
Yeah, buy our new face-to-face record that doesn't exist.
No,
nothing really. It's really great to be back in Canada. Because, I mean, it's kind of an in-and-out trip pretty quick. But Edmonton was amazing, and we're looking forward to getting up and playing here in Calgary. It should be great. We're looking forward to doing a lot more work up here as well, not just here in Calgary, but
we'll be right back.
last 10 second epic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Not too bad. Who do we have here?
Sad Hammerton right now. This is great.
Were you guys here yesterday?
Yeah, we got here. We got here pretty late in the evening, so we got here about just a couple pounds of and then had an evening out of our own, so
we're still kind of recouping from that.
So, yeah, I think we're almost back to 100%.
And you guys play it probably for an hour or so from now, so of course that's what it's taking stage. Any acts that are either here tonight or brought here that you
I'm almost embarrassed to say it as a Canadian, but I've never seen a Jazz band before or live. I mean, obviously very familiar with their music, but I just never got a chance to see them absolutely what they said about it. And a few other friends of ours are playing, Kids Weapon, Tech Black, Dallas Green, so it's good to see those guys. They're obviously very what they do, so
double. Ran into some really good streams.
Yeah, you're talking about the guys from Death Second Epic. They're my bros. Be nice to them.
So they're going to be nice to you.
You guys had a couple albums out. One more from the road came out in 2004. You did one tour in 2005 or 6.
Probably, yeah, somewhere.
I think we've done a few.
So,
And your most recent album was Count Yourself. You've got a lot of radio play, a lot of good songs to play.
What was it like to work with Aerotics and Super?
It was great. And actually, we just got back this week from recording a new record with them as well. So, it obviously went well for the first time, but we wanted to go back again. And we're really thrilled with it. So, working with them is definitely good for us.
What do you guys pay a lot of attention to? Reviews or whatever that the industry does? Or do you like to just go to your own thing and just go hard for that?
I don't think we're really paying so much attention to that stuff. Like, we pride ourselves on just a band that goes out on the road, does any shows in the community, or people talking about it, some kid on the road gets sick in a band, and it's like 2 days later, and it's kind of really difficult. So, I don't think we're really paying attention to that sort of stuff.
So, what do you think of the impact of the internet and how there can be basically people with blogs and put those opinions up there? The whole music side thing, the downloading and all that.
Personally, I think, it's some people have their opinions on it, some people have their opinions on it. All I really care about is, going out to playing live. People buy the album at a show, buy it in a store, buy it on iTunes, good for them. If they download it, they can come see it on a show. I don't really, care about the whole downloading thing. That's my personal opinion on it, and I've been at the moment at one point or another, so I don't think people really get any credit for
it. It's like my money,
it's going to be
my money, so
so I think it's cool. I think it's great. Any way we can get our music heard, get people into what we're doing, is beneficial to us.
To talk about recording for a little bit. You mentioned you just came back from recording. Did you have your studio set up, or did you find any studio notes? What do you guys need to be able to put down the tracks for your album? What do you most
often do? Probably a lot of alcohol. That definitely. And that is the process of it. Just some syrups and people check. But I think as long as we just have a comfortable space and we're working with them, we're confident.
When I first saw you guys, it was back in the Sissy Stampede back in the day, a few years back, from the time it's over here in Calgary. Not the Sissy Stampede, technically, I don't think it's a band, so I've never played with them, so it's making shit up right now. What is it like to play around with the Alberta scene and then to get off to the left and towards the world tours? Do you have plans to open it up?
Well, we just came back to the U.S. 3 months ago, and that was our first time there in quite a few years. With this record, it's going to be a lot more available across the world. Whereas,
Axel did was just listen to that, and so I think that was the door us. So definitely with this record, we want to get a lot of new places, just like Greg said. Again, music should be a live show kind of thing, and we want to play everywhere we want to have us. So we're excited to do that, and hopefully we'll do it soon. But, you know, it's hard to stand up to Alberta, because people love music here. They love doing the shows, and they're having a great time, and we appreciate that. That's why we love playing so much.
When did you first hear that?
There's some industry fun that we will talk about, but we weren't expecting to play Refest, and a few people in our camp were let go, a few people were picked up, and some of them appeared on the bill, so you can kind of wake up one day and be like, oh, we're playing that now, we're doing this, okay.
Regards to tour, is there any place you've always wanted to play that you haven't yet? Any times when you come and see that you always wanted to play at a venue where it's quite well known or something you've always wanted to play that you haven't yet?
One of us, just a couple months ago, we played with Metal in Chicago, and Metal for me personally, but always wanted to go see, never had a chance to go. And, you know, to go there with my pals and play a show.
Do you ever get to that point where you want to keep moving on it, but someone in the band, someone says, hey, this is where it's at, we're not going to get anybody with this. Do you have a hard time with that happening? Is that what
it's like? Musicians are, always striving to better themselves, write better songs, write a better show. You know, it's hard to say in certain situations, to count. Sometimes it's just the initial idea or spark of the song, it's going to have, it's going to be a good thing. understand what you're doing, but you understand how to keep doing it, it seems like it's personal. And I think that's the big thing of this record, is that we're older, we know more about music, and we're more involved in it. Yeah, totally involved. Because we were kids, and we're still, in many respects, kids now. But, yeah, the experience always helps. We're just, we're excited. It's the calm before the storm. That's like the interview to have. But you know, they always say it's better, but Brian can say that. And, but a lot of the bands always go in a different direction. We're in the same direction as we were. It's just the songs are better. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel and people are going to see it in the new 10 second epic, but it's just a better one. And I think a lot of bands, when they try to write a better record, they think it's going to be drastically different. When you take that approach, it ended up that a lot of the songs are. Maybe something you wouldn't expect from us, but it's still the same thing. So, it's spices, pitch,
chemicals,
the way, in terms of your live performance, do you like to stick by the book until the recording, or do you like to just sort of go off and use the structures of a song as sort of a base to the voice? I think it's definitely a different thing than recorded. You know, we're a rock band. You know, we don't like playing samples and backtracks and all that and shit like that. We like rock and roll, two guitars and bass, drums and some of the time sing. And that's just always worked for us. I mean, I find bands doing music better that way. That's why I like my live music. I'm sure other people like a little more slipped up production, like the record. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but it's not what we do. We think it just brings really good energy to the show, keeping it nice and long, keeping it aggressive, and set, keeping it simple. You know, we're still there to have fun, we're not up there to, you know, play with machines. Yeah.
So, which 10-second epic track would you guys like to hear at the end of this interview?
Honestly, you're carefree. you don't know.
No worries. He was outside practicing
earlier. I was doing a little bit of research on you guys, and I realized that you had opened up for Death by Stereo every time I die back in the day. What's it like now to be playing with all these different bands that maybe you've been watching or listening to? That's one day we can play with them, and now you're doing that.
It's definitely really cool. You know, when you play with bands that you like, it makes what you're doing bring a bit of an edge on and see a better band as well.
I'm not going to say this.
Let's pass the microphone over to Stacey.
How are you guys doing today? Awesome. You betcha. Stacey. That's it. Stacey. You guys look quite a fan of things up. And I was wondering internationally if you started to build that up a little bit as well. Like, if you started to recognize how fans started to recognize you.
Yes, but I don't think not on a large scale, but it was your first country. To be honest, it's a scenario. I don't know if you're sure. So,
it's a question. I know that you guys have a lot of elements, a lot of different instruments when you play, when you record. What sort of brought that up?
Jim was saying that he's really impressed by sort of the dynamo crew that you guys have. You got a role together, role of punches, and contribute a lot of everything. There's a lot of cross groups for you guys, like Todd, Spencer, and Daniel, what's it like to be in a scene where you're with your friends and you're able to just contribute to each other's art?
What makes you want to break it out? I guess personally, I played a band called Burning Good before, aside from Attack and Black, and it's pretty cool.
some words to attribute to Neil Young. How was that for you? How was it doing a tribute towards Neil Young on that album? Why did you choose that? Why did you choose Neil Young as the artist?
I think Dan and Ian had the idea for that cover long before that album was ever even thought about. So I guess when it came around, we had it recorded, and it kind of just like the way it sounded down. But it's definitely really cool.
It seems to remake that song in a way.
But just the singing on the song.
Different personalities in your band. Obviously, everyone has a different personality. Are there archetypes of that? No? The personalities in the band, like, are there archetypes? They come together and make videos or play music together and incorporating things like that.
Aside from making music, like, sometimes it does. We do design smaller buildings. So I guess there is some archetypes.
Taking them back.
send a warning for me to anyone you care for. That I come with the death and go with the wind, never to be back again.
Start off on one instrument, and Nick in the center here today jumped up and switched positions. What led to that? Do you guys just want to play the drums on that part?
We recorded the second album a couple of years ago. So, all sitting three songs on the drums.
Yeah.
get to the last question.
Okay, I have one more thing to ask you before we wrap up. Actually, it's where the tables are turned, and you guys, as a band, get to ask us a question. Anything you want, basically. You can ask us anything at all, so.
Chris, how bummed are you right now that you put that bracelet on too tight? Yeah. Like, if I can't fit, like, 3 fingers underneath my bracelet, I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. Oh, yeah. Like, this is too tight right now. That's it, though. Because I noticed and I was like, oh, my God, why is that tighter?
Who is your favorite or was your favorite singer? Black Flag and why? And who's your favorite punk or hardcore band currently in the world today?
Oh, okay, I'll take that. I would have to say Rollins would be my favorite. And just everything that he brought to the table, just the whole attitude, and I don't know, it's Rollins. Like, I didn't grow up at the same time as Black Flag was in their heyday, but going back to previous recordings, it seems to have more bones. And the second part was favorite group. I have, well, 5 years ago, I'd probably say Tankers Real and Tip Up again. They're definitely one of my top bands. 2008. The year is young, I'll say that. I'll give you one of those ambiguous answers. Stacey, let's do some
of that. Young bands, I can't name just one. I really love Billy Talent to have forever. Probably since they started as bands. Just love them. They're fantastic. I like what they stand for. I like the journeys that they give to. I like everything about them. Canadian. They've got a fantastic life. So, Dustin Hero is pretty good. That's why I said.
Let's get to let's see you guys toss out websites, anything
we're playing Sabbath Fest in Sabbath, New Brunswick, the first couple days of August. So check out make it feel alive and waiting on the world.
empty hole, like a thousand stories begging not to go untold. That in the light to hit a dream for our shallow lives, to be a piece of nothing more than your lips. Na 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 na.
That right there was Attack in Black with a track called Young Leaves off of their Marriage release. A little bit earlier in the interview, we heard a track called I'm Going to Forget, and that was off of their release called The Curve of the Earth. We've covered a couple different switch styles of music here, and we're going to switch it up one more time on you before we leave you off. We have one more interview coming up, and that is with DJ Weasel. He is the man behind the steel wheels for Cadence Weapon. We're going to get you dancing right now. Get your ass moving. This is a track called Unsuccessful Club Nights. DJ Weasel and Cadence Weapon on The Grind, Volume 19.
I'm at your party like a girl I've slept with that is now with the man of the house. New routes are directed, I get played out like underground rap. I wonder if you understand facts. I'm not Rory them finest, but sometimes I try. I'm not a good self-promoter, I held a certain order for my tracks and the way I select them. I clean off my records in an effort to protect them. I soak off my labels when I pulled them from the store. And I got slip kicks, but I could use more. I play the bass shit because it simply booms, but it gets hard playing for an empty room. While it is a Tuesday, that should be no excuse. Hardworking people are dying to let loose. I turn the lows high with a knob in the booth. I'm honest, I'm telling the whole truth. Cause my night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. I play for nobody, I know that love hurts. Cause my night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. I play for nobody. Too drunk to fuck, I get too thugged to think. The rockers love me, I put dust in their drinks. When I pump in the dance, punk numbers that bleed off the Richter. I'm a man about needs like checkers. I jump for practical records with snap music collecting gray by the day. I'm pay for play with a focus on a former. And I keep a metal box that's filled with four corners. Like Johnny Rotten, I switch styles with the ear. With an awkward mix, I think I'm in the clear. I hold dear the tracks that break the rocks. They got me like, see sluts, shake your butts. The sign of test like Pharaoh, pull a rapper's guard like tarot. Me girl hit the grip on Porter's head, G barrel. I'm posted up like a scarecrow. Play a couple toes around the bone like marrow. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. I play for nobody, I know that love hurts. Cause my night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. I play for nobody. I write rhymes, I don't write checks. Cover your fucking mouth if you see me on the decks. I start off my set with some real soft numbers, like rounded off Sesame Street, I'm pressing the beach. And I care just a bit of the old one, too, before they get unimpressed by the whole damn run-through. But when I go out, I confuse myself. I only dance to songs that expound about wealth. So since it's the first step in a long combination, it takes two to tap, but even more to make a movement. You'll get layered like a truant and try to set the songs to the future. You're still playing Decepticon. Where's the history? Where's the identity? DJs find their hearts, but all electronic chemistry. Lost to a flame, they run out to the light. That's why nobody goes to unsuccessful club nights. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. I play for nobody, I know that love hurts. Cause my night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. My night ain't good, so my nights get worse. I play for nobody. Tuesday night, beat down. This is a test. Support your local DJ. Thank you for coming to my night. DJ James Webber. Weasel.
Yeah!
set with Cannon's Weapon and Mr. DJ Weasel, hanging out by the river, the Bow River in Calgary with DJ Weasel. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad. Yourself, Stacey?
Fantastic. Thank you, Chris.
We are just basking in the sun. Not quite as much as we had yesterday. The clouds kind of covered over. But what really lit up my day was all your antics on stage, man. You're just all over the place. How do you keep it all in beat and still be as entertaining as you are?
I try to do a lot of like ad lib kind of body tricks towards what he's saying. You know what I mean? And I'll act out what he's saying. But also, I've done it so many times that I know how to do it on beat.
When I caught you, you were on your Cross Canadian tour with Stratmaster in Box 65. That was the first time I had experienced the stand on the speaker and cut with your foot. You're all over the place on the stage, man. It's just amazing. What kind of song do you have to put into these tricks?
Well, yeah, the song, that foot scratch tonight, I did that really before, but I did the foot swimming move tonight on top of the speaker because I was balanced on my abdomen section. And those I just made up on stage just now. Tonight, just different.
It's copyright, DJ Weasel, right?
Well, it's not too copyright. But I think Richard Branson, whatever, he copyrighted it with a laser because there's big clouds circling around. There's a whole group of the circles around tonight. And it was raining this morning, and I was not raining at all. Maybe it rained in Calgary or somewhere else. But it's pretty nice day for a show, nice purple weather.
Cadence really was saying earlier that Richard Branson must have a weather machine, and I think that's definitely in effect because we've had pretty good weather.
I said that first because that was my idea.
So he was biting you then?
Yeah, he's biting. But we bite each other.
What? A lot of DJs these days are moving on to the Serato Scratch setup where it's all control track vinyl. Very happy to see that you were actually throwing the 12s back on there, mixing it up. What? Are you reluctant to move to that, or do you just like the old style?
Yeah, I put all my set for this set and on some of the new set. I just got Serato actually a couple months ago, so. Maybe like 3 months ago, so I'm still learning and whatnot, but it's pretty good. It's easier than I thought it would be, and it's definitely very good. Usually doesn't skip once because I did a power jump on the stage and it skipped everything like an inch, but it still landed kind of beat and went off, so it's good. But I want to start to be in incorporating it with my set and whatnot. I still played like on my left side. I was cut vinyl still. The right side is Serato for the beats. Because, I melted down. I used to have one of those Newmarks, and it's pretty accurate with the torque of the Newmark scratch turntable with CDJ 1000. Getting all technical like a doctor here, but it's, I melted it. It ran out of power. I kept skipping, so I had to get something new, so I did that. Yeah, Serato was cool. I used to be against it because I didn't have it, and I was scared of it. I found it out, and I'm down now.
So how long have you been DJing for? Probably quite some time.
Yeah, maybe like 6 or 7 or 8 years.
What was your first experience like when you got up in front of a big group and you had that night that just went off and it was fucking tight? Where did that happen and how did that happen?
Well, I like the big festivals, of course, the ones like being outside and whatnot, and by the river here. And, I don't know, actually, my buddy, he got me to come play at this little club, but people loved it. There was always like a couple hundred people there, and so that was my first stuff. And I just filled in for him one night, and then, it was putting on shows and whatnot. But, I like entertaining, trying to get as many people into it as I can. Yeah, I don't know what my first one was. I used to do DOCs and all that, and those are fun. I guess the DJ's job is to make people dance, so it's, when people are falling asleep, it's no fun. Last time, we would play with Public Enemy, and this one dude was falling asleep, so I gave him water, and he woke up.
What was that water?
It was sealed. It was just water. It was just organic. It was organic water.
What's it like to be, because you guys just came back from Europe, and you're playing the Calgary Virgin Festival, and you're going back again. What's it like to be across the pond, all over the place, when you're putting your craft up for new people to check out?
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. Like, this is going to be festivals. Like, I love the festivals over there. There's always people. It's a little different from, you can have just a day festival and a couple bars and halls, and it's like people go, I think they should have more here too.
You're rocking a can I ask you about that?
Yeah, sure. I used to look like him out a week ago. I cut all my hair off. I used to have long hair and not have short hair and a mustache. I'd probably cut it off too soon.
I have to say, I didn't recognize you without your Davy Crockett hat. The long hair.
Well, I got lots of hats.
What kind of influences do you bring to the table?
All kinds of stuff. Just depends. We got a vast variety of beats going on. So I don't know if it's fast sung, quick fast beat, or slow beat. DJ Khaled in earlier with Lil Wayne and all them. We didn't get to the Lil Wayne part. Probably maybe cut it off soon. But how we made that up today, it's pretty hype. I think it lured a few people in. But, yeah, I don't know. That's just whatever strikes my fancy, I guess.
What do you think about, like, corporate hip-hop, corporate rock, that kind of stuff? It seems almost more mass-produced. You get people talking about how much money they have and how many hoes they bang and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's okay. That's cool, but it's... I'm not really big into it, but like, I like Little Wayne because he says he's a space alien. My roommate, he's a space alien too. They're all kind of the same chip. But, Little Wayne, he's great. I can't believe he sold like a million people to listen to a song where he's telling everybody he's a space alien. You know what I mean? Because usually people that corporate stuff, they want to know about, like, oh yeah, you drive the same car, big fast car, and he's drinking the expensive stuff. And Little Wayne, he just talks about different things. So I like that. Yeah, I really like him right now. And, yeah, I don't know who else I really like. I only like maybe like four rappers right now. Lil Wayne's top. He's top dog.
Anything else you want to toss out there before we wrap things up?
No, kayaker lady just went by.
Beautiful day for kayaking.
Yes.
I think they're trying to get into the festival for free.
Yeah, I just wanted to do that. I can float down. But there's patrollers. There's patrollers on horses. But, yeah, it's nice to see everybody in. Nice for a day of festival. Having fun checking everybody out. We know what's the hip and the new pornographers and what's the stars and the costumes. They're all good.
Did you get Jesse Kelsey?
Yeah, that was all we caught because we drove up. We missed him and flaming lips. We were dilly dallying. And that's the last scene before film. So, but everybody else did.
Such an insane show. There was naked chicks on stage.
On the bubble.
I did not get a chance to go in the bubble, but he definitely did. He was out for the first little bit of the song, and then all so many toys and flamethrowers and all sorts of crazy shit up on stage.
Cool.
Right on. Well,
yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I take a break where it is, cousin. Cadence fucking weapon.
Eight-step programmer.
Listen. Sleeper's hand on my pillow, black hand like a Brillo. I don't spit coke rap while you gram into kilos. I was standing for real, bro.
Yep.
Sir, I house you, but I won't supply you a meal, though. Not really. Keep your points slow into yourself. I dropped out with a 4.0. Have a wave of words, heavy mental, dental medley of every single sound since you arrested me in development. I'm the intelligent black speaker, with a sound that bangs every relevant black speaker. At the Black Dog, there's sort of voice. Me and rap future's blacker than important employees. Instead of it's fight. Take a break where it is, cousin. Cadence fucking weapon.
Eight-step programmer.
Listen. Sleeper's hand on my pillow. Black hand like a Brillo. I don't spit coke rap while you gram into kilos. I was standing for real, bro.
Yep.
Sir, I house you, but I won't supply you a meal, though. Not really. Keep your points slow into yourself. I dropped out with a 4.0. Have a wave of words. Heavy mental, dental medley of every single sound since you arrested me in development. I'm the intelligent black speaker, with a sound that bangs every relevant black speaker. At the Black Dog, there's sort of voice. Me and rap future's blacker than important employees. Instead of it's fight night, cause with fence you're quite sight. Right, you know I got you pegged like light bright. A stiffer stigmas or vicious or split decision. I can tell your bird is lying, and I don't rip with Griffin. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a thriller. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a thriller. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a thriller. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a thriller. Bob Dylan on the fence, will I sell out or buy in? Either way, I'm indebted to science. Pure mosquitoes with weights on the grip. Don't push this block unless enough money is spent. The kid was shook to scandal. The pistol grip pumps do work, cause the vandals took the handles. Hope it hit you harder than an anvil. The way I wrote my epitaph date on the face of that handbill. This damn bill, that's my space like the Jetsons. You're on my space with my line as a reference. Y'all leave hookers with a dime in your preference. I'm hard sock poppy, I don't whine or regret shit. Question, house and field, I feel the house like the speaker. Plus I wield the joust for the weaker and the poorer. Hand black like the Moors. And I ran to the back with 7 years and 4 scores. They style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a gorilla. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a gorilla. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a gorilla. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a gorilla. I said get him, I'm done with dead rhythms. The number one question is can the heads mix them? I got vendettas with ice chains and grills, but I blame the skills that might ban your illness. Fuck writer's block, I block fighters on a Reggie Larry. I'm dead on every fighter, talk with a death, they vary like throwing the battle. They say the warrior's godlike, which means you're a civilian looking at a dog fight. Colder than frostbite, I walk in strikes and run blocks. Like Pac-Man, but with more rubber than Dunlop. Who's grimy, then again, who's rhyming? Ask your girl, she blew my tower like Boots Riley. Now food's grimy, catch me when the flow's dumb. Like it was 88, ripping lead patches off a homespun. No one can touch him, so I'm taking my marker to get my point across like an atheist archer. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a thriller. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a thriller. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a gorilla. Style soft like a pillow, for real though. Black hand like a gorilla.
DJ Weasel cutting it up and mixing it down on a little track with Cadence Weapon called Black Hand. That takes us to the last little segment of music on this Volume 19, the Calgary Virgin Music Festival edition. I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody involved, Matt, Ryan, and Christina, for hooking up a lot of these interviews. Of course, Amanda and the good folks at Gibson Guitars for providing a swanky tour bus, the Gibson tour bus, where we conducted some of our interviews for this show. Thanks to Stacey Steele, the Calgary correspondent for The Grind. Coming up, you guys are going to want to keep an eye on the punkradiocast.com main page for the air date for the upcoming Volume 20 of The Grind. That's going to be focusing on the 2000 Voices tour, which will include some interviews and music with Strike Anywhere, The Flatliners, Carpenter, This Is a Standoff, and we might even have something else in there for you too. As I said at the start of the show, whole schwack load of interviews coming at you. Actually, right after I finish this show, I have to go do another one. So there's no shortage of new material coming at you on The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time. Peace.